Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Just as I shared with the children this morning, the gospel lesson from Mark ends with these words. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. None of the other gospels end this way. None of the others record the women running away from the tomb and telling nothing to anyone. Last night we spent some time thinking and talking about why these women might have been afraid. One of the possibilities that didn't talk about was the fear that no one would believe them. They may not have truly believed what the angel told them. This whole event is completely beyond their experience. They were probably in the crowd of folks who witnessed Jesus calling Lazarus out of the tomb in Bethany. Jesus could do that. He performed numerous mighty miracles. But with Jesus dead and buried, who called him out of the tomb? Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 2. And being found in appearance as a man, he, Jesus, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. God the Father raised his Son from the dead. The Father accepted his Son's sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin and raised him to life. As I shared with the children this morning, that's our joy. That's our hope. But we still have to deal with three women who ran from the tomb afraid and said nothing to anyone. Whenever we talk about resurrection, at what point does that get reasonable, plausible? At what point does that become believable? To the natural mind, it never does. To the natural mind, it never does. It will never make sense. That's why Luther writes, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Paul writes in Romans that faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Faith is the gift of God that helps us see the truth who exists beyond our natural reason. Without that gift of faith, we cannot truly see or know God as he truly is. For that reason, the fact that what God reveals about himself and his saving work revealed in and through the person of Jesus Christ, the fact that that doesn't make sense to the natural mind, doesn't make it any less true. The The women ran away from the tomb in fear because their natural mind couldn't see or understand the significance of that empty tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they didn't know what to say. But their actions don't change the fact that the tomb was empty. And that tomb, that empty tomb, remains a historical fact today. There is too much evidence recorded outside of the scriptures that confirms the tomb was empty. The Jewish historian Josephus is at the top of that list. Josephus, a Jew, was opposed to the way, hostile to those who followed Jesus. And yet in his historical record, he talks about the empty tomb. As historians would say, when you find a positive reference in a negative source, you can take that to the bank. That is an undeniable truth, a historical fact that cannot be disproven. The eyes of faith believe that the reason the tomb is empty is because Jesus indeed rose from the dead. These women who ran away from the tomb in fear would later on come to believe and know that Jesus rose from the dead. When Thomas saw Jesus alive, he believed. And Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We, gathered here this morning, fall into that latter category. We've not seen Jesus in the risen and alive in the same way that Thomas did. But we have seen him in his word, in the bread and wine. We have seen him with the eyes of faith, and we have believed that Jesus is the yes to every promise of God. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That is the truth upon which we stand. He is the truth who has given us life. He is the one who has joined us to himself, united us together with him in his death and life by the power of his word at work through the waters of baptism. And it's that truth through which we see the world and our place in it. We've been raised from death and sin to new life in him. We have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of his light. What that means is this world is not our home. Jesus comes today to assure us of that by his invitation to join him at his table, to take that place he has prepared for each of us and given to us through the forgiveness of our sin. He comes to assure us that we indeed have a home and that our future is secure. And we need to hear that. We need to hear Jesus tell us that because we live in this broken world where troubles and trials come that test our strength, that test our faith, to try to convince us that none of this can possibly be true. But in the midst of those trials and troubles, as we stand upon that word, as we stand upon that hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, the empty tomb continues to stand as the historical marker that declares God's word does not return to him without accomplishing the purpose for which it was sent. John in his gospel tells us that the word became flesh and dwelt among men. He came to bring life and immortality to light. He came to save us from sin and death. He came to give us new life, and he did. Sin, death, and the devil couldn't stop him. The tomb is empty. Jesus rose just as he said. God's word is still living and active, and the truth of that word, who is Jesus Christ, cannot and will not be kept under wraps. And until those opposed to the truth, to those who are skeptics and think this is all just a story and myth, until they can demonstrate historically, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the tomb is not empty, I will continue to believe in and trust myself and my days to the living God who rose from the dead just as he said. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. May God continue to shine the light of his victorious word through us and the truth who we share, so that those who still walk in the darkness may have their eyes open to see the light of God's salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.